It's amazing. Last week, $31 worth of junk. Oh, man, look at it now.
Yep. The larger control unit, an acoustic suspension unit, we really have hi-fi.
Well, it's sure been a drag trying to keep this whole operation a secret from Gene. I'm glad we can use your basement. Nobody will ever think of looking for us here.
Mike's never going to get his homework done.
Gene, will you turn that thing down just a little? Little Huskis is on the warpath again. And she says if we don't hold down the record over here, she's going to phone the police.
We've got you surrounded, Charlie. The jig's up. Throw out your gun.
You're going to have to come and get me, copper.
Well, Mike, it's about time.
Shh, it's the movie.
Charlie.
Roberta, why did you come back?
Oh, Charlie, the whole neighborhood's surrounded. The police department means business this time. Oh, Charlie, give yourself up while there's still...
Time's up, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, I'm frightened.
Steady, kid. I've been in tighter spots than this.
What's your answer, Charlie?
Here's my answer, copper!
Oh, Charlie, was that necessary?
For an additional $6.50, we could have added a rumble suppressor. Completely eliminated turntable noise.
You know, it's a wonder that Gene hasn't found out about this.
She knows something's amiss.
Yeah. I've been dodging her like mad. What's the matter with this thing?
This is what comes from working under too much pressure.
Well, it would have been easy if I could have told somebody. It's impossible to keep a secret at my house. The Gene practically lives there.
Oh, Charlie. Oh, Charlie. Does it hurt very much?
Yeah, it does, Roberta. But what is my hurt compared to yours, baby?
I wonder where Mike can be.
I'm sorry you ever got mixed up with a loser.
He's working at the market.
To me, Charlie, you'll always be a winner, in a way.
Look, Kim, it's my present for my girl for her birthday. Now, will you relax?
I just don't like surprises, Mike.
Well, it's not for you. It's for Jean.
She's already started asking me questions. What am I going to tell her?
Tell her anything. Just use your imagination.
I don't have one. I'm a technician.
Oh, Charlie!
Oh, Roberta.
High-stepping girls. Snazzy roadsters. Cocktails.
For 3 days.
Well, he was over to your house last night.
No, he wasn't. I haven't seen Mike since last Sunday.
Well, now that's funny.
He says he's been working with Tim Weedy. But I think he's found another girl.
Oh, Charlie. Why'd you have to go turn bad? Oh, Charlie, I would have surrendered with you if you'd only...
But, Roberta, you've committed no crime.
Oh, Charlie, my only crime was loving you.
No. The woofer has to go on the right here. The tweeter goes right there. See, the 300 cycle speaker baffles are designed to balance.
300 cycles, 3,000 cycles. I don't know what.
It's relatively simple. Now, listen. According to Ohm's law,
Oh, Tim, lest I go through Ohm's law again tonight.
Oh, Charlie. What happened to the clean-cut, right-thinking boy I used to know?
Where the heck could Mike be?
Why wouldn't you listen to me, Charlie?
I'm worried, Bob, really worried.
Oh, Charlie, I'm so afraid.
What a bunch of junk.
If you'd only listen to me. Oh, Charlie. Why, Charlie? Oh, why? Why? Why?
What are you doing here?
He isn't back yet.
Yeah, well, you better get back to bed before Bob catches on.
I wonder what he'll say when he finds out what he's been doing.
How do you know what he's been doing?
I don't. Whatever he's been doing. He's been doing it for a week.
I haven't seen him all day.
He didn't eat his breakfast. He hasn't even touched his dinner. I bet he's in some kind of trouble.
Who's in some kind of trouble?
Nobody.
Well, you're going to be in some kind of trouble if you don't get back to bed right now.
Okay, we're going, Bub.
Yeah, Bub.
Darn popcorn, the more you eat, the drier you get.
I wonder what he'll say when he finds out what he's been doing.
Maybe I'll chain him up.
Do you think he would?
Sure.
For how long?
Who knows?
Maybe forever.
You flying home tomorrow night? Why?
I just want to talk to him.
About Mike? I see.
Good night, Bob.
Good night, Jane.
Trying not to wake up the whole neighborhood.
Where were you tonight? We were going to study, remember?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I left the screen door open for trap. Let's go see.
You see what you made me do?
You woke the kids up.
I woke them up.
You seem awfully upset, Mike. Are you in trouble?
Well, I am now.
Are you guys down here again?
No, we're just gonna...
Oh, come on, we might as well tell them. They'll find out sooner or later anyway.
Promise you won't get sore?
I'm not promising anything. Now, what's the deal?
We just heard him coming in.
You tend to your own business and get to bed.
Well, I'm tired of it. He's been sneaking off every night.
Only for a week.
A week?
He's got himself a new girlfriend.
Well, now, that's just dandy. What about Jean?
Jean? He never cared about her.
She doesn't like
him either.
Are you kidding?
He's been run through her flower beds at night.
I think she's afraid of him.
And he stole her best shoe and buried it in the backyard.
Stand out here all night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mike.
Oh, look, Gene, I'm tired. Dog tired. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, this just doesn't make sense. It's disgraceful. Positively disgraceful.
Are you going to tell Dad?
None of your business. Now, you two hit the sack. Get to bed.
Hey, Bob.
Up at this hour of the night. Come on, the two of you.
Better try the front door.
Good night.
Jeepers, Bob, I don't know what I'd do without him.
Now, don't worry, Chip. We'll work this out some way. Now, you get up to bed. Go on. What's that into him, anyhow? Darn kid is acting like some wild animal. Hey, Mike!
I know he's in some kind of trouble. Is there anything I can do?
Now, Gene, you just go to bed and leave everything to me. The boys told me what he did to your good shoe. And I'm sure sorry.
Did you see him? Buck just chased him around the front of the house. Oh, boy, he's in for it now.
Oh, I see you hiding there in the bushes. Come out of there. Mike, come on out of there now. The jig's up. Oh, it's you, is it? Well, come on, then. Anyhow, you come on. Come on in. Come on.
Attaboy. Where do you think he's been going these past few nights?
Robbie says he's got a new girlfriend. I just knew it.
Well, sneaking into bed with all your clothes on. The jig's up, Michael Francis. Huh? How can you treat Jean like that? Trample on her flower bed. Stealing her shoes and burying them in the backyard. How can you treat a nice young girl like that? Now, don't tell me you haven't had proper guidance.
Crying out loud. Friday is Jean's birthday, Bob. Tim Weedy and I... Now, wait a minute. You got a promise to keep this a secret.
Oh, no, you don't.
Just until Friday.
Well,
good. Like I said, it's her birthday, and Tim Weedy and I have been building a hi-fi.
Hey, Robbie, there he goes again. Where? There.
Oh, heck, he's gone.
But he just got home.
That's the way he is. He comes home just long enough to eat, and then he sneaks off again. Same thing last summer, for 3 weeks.
Why, I had no idea.
Well, what do you expect of a stupid mutt?
Robbie!
Oh, did you get that resistor thing?
Yeah, I got good news for you. I traded the old chassis for a Slade woofer.
Hey.
Hi. Who's woofer? Thanks for waiting, Mike.
Oh, that's okay. We just got here.
Who's woofer?
Just a guy.
Yeah.
Woofer. That's an odd name. Woofer what?
Woofer, Slade. Woofer Slade.
He's not from around here, is he?
Darn it. Oh, it's probably just the carburetor float. It's a very simple adjustment here. Got a screwdriver there, Mike?
Yeah.
Tim? Where is Woofer from?
Ohms. Bill. Ohmsville.
Ohmsville?
Yeah, it's a real live wire town downstate. So there's no place like Ohmsville. Hunt him.
Good to do.
Well, Gene, here you are.
What kind of a gang is it?
Oh, it's a pretty complicated unit. Yeah, they operate on cycles.
Your cycles?
Yeah. From 100 to 300 cycles.
Good heavens.
Oh, it's a pretty hot set, all right. They always got a rumble going. I am the rumble suppressor.
But I thought Woofer was the head of the gang.
Oh, no. Tim's the Mr. Fix-It. He's the real brain behind the set.
Did you ever get mixed up in all this?
I have always been interested in it.
But I thought, well, isn't it dangerous? What if you get caught?
Probably complained about the TV being too loud.
Have you seen Mike?
Oh.
Well, what did he say last night when you talked to him?
Now, just don't ask him any questions, Gene. You'll find out soon enough.
Oh, Mike. Heat's on, Gene. Can't talk to you now.
I'm not trying to cry, but did you know the police provided that news? It's probably nothing
the
but...
The cops, huh?
But they rounded up the whole mob.
Looks like we're the only ones left.
Two of us. Against the law.
Things might get messy. Get out while you can.
Sorry, I frightened you. Did you think I was going to run you over?
Oh, Mr. Douglas, I'm so glad it's you.
Well, I'm glad to be home.
I was afraid you were the police.
Boy, what a start.
I didn't get a chance to eat dinner at Denver,
and they...
I have something to tell you.
The police?
Oh, boy, Tim, I got to hand it to you. Did you see the look on Gene's face when you said the two of us against the law? With an imagination like yours, you ought to write science fiction.
This has really been a refreshing discovery for me, Mike. I wonder why it never showed up on my aptitude test. Oh, Dad!
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mr. Douglas.
If you fellows are trying to hide that, and I gather you are, you're not doing a very good job of it.
How was Denver, Dad?
Fine.
It's beautiful. Where did you get it?
Well, actually, Tim and I...
The truth of the matter is, Mr. Douglas, that the Pentagon has commissioned us to assemble it.
Dad, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Mike, where did you get it?
Hi. Well, hello, Andy. What brings you here?
Special business. I sure never thought I'd find a delinquent in your family.
Oh, my.
That is no wonder with nobody home. Came by this afternoon, been calling all day. If it hadn't been for me, he'd have been locked up right now.
Officer, won't you please
Wait a minute, Jeannie. Let's not jump to conclusions.
But it's his very first offense.
Now, you tell Miss Barton that. She's good and mad. You ought to see the tunnel he dug under her fence trying to get in her backyard.
Mike!
What are you looking at?
You know how particular she is with that pedigree poodle of hers. If this happens again, Tramp's going to end up in the pound.
Tramp?
Oh, for a minute there, I thought...
I'm just too busy to act as a dog catcher, even for friends.
I'm sorry it happened, Annie, but I will say it's a relief to know that Mike doesn't have to go at the pound.
I don't understand all this.
I don't either, Jeannie. Mike, why don't you straighten Jeannie out? Hmm? And you can straighten me out later.
I'll put Grant in the house so he doesn't go gallivanting again. Pretty nice hi-fi. Did you boys build it?
Yes, sir.
How many cycles in the woofer?
150 to 1,100 cycles.
Come on. In the house, you delinquent, you. Come on, Andy. I'll walk you back to your car.
Well, I'll see you kids later.
Is this your leash?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know what's going on in there, but I think we're better out of it.
What's this all about?
This was a mere subterfuge, Gene, to cover up a highly secret activity.
But, Tim...
You see, Mike and I, we're
Tim,
pretty deeply involved.
Thanks, buddy, but this is no time for science fiction.
What was all that talk about a game?
Well, I can't tell you, Gene.
Why can't you tell me?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Well, don't you trust me?
Why do you have to be so darn curious?
Andy, we certainly appreciate your keeping an eye on Tramp.
Well, you know how Miss Barton is with that white poodle of hers. You're just going to have to watch him closer.
Well, you've got my word for it. We won't let him out of our sight.
All right. All right. If you just have to know, it's a hi-fi set. Tim and I built it. It's a surprise for your darn birthday.
What?
Happy birthday.
Put in a genuine Slade woofer. Runs from 150 to 1,100 cycles.
Cycles. Slade woofer. Woofer Slade.
That wild set from Ohmsville.
Michael Douglas. What a terrible trick to play on me. And I thought you'd grown up. You and your childish game playing have ruined stereophonic sound for me forever. Every time I hear hi-fi, I'll remember what a fool you made of me. Goodbye.
May I have this dance?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, nice rich tone. Well, you better tell him to keep it down or you'll have me back out here.
Yeah, I'll do that, Andy.
We sure don't want Miss Hotchkiss complaining again, do we?
No, we sure don't, Andy. If you don't mind, I think I'll put the garage door down. We don't want to annoy the neighbors. Huh?
Thanks, Dad. And now we can turn it up a little.
Yeah, but not too loud. It's getting late, sir.
Thank you.